going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And Marshall Harris bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know, we spent the first hour of our show talking about the Bears, the story about Caleb Williams, the book that's coming out that we're all going to buy in September. Yeah, that's right. American Kings, a biography of the quarterback. Seth Wickersham's article, our second day takes on it.
Why can't I just go to the library and use my public library?
You can do that too.
Okay. I love the library.
The Libby app as well. I love the Libby app.
Yes, yes. And the city of Chicago does have a great way to check out books online. So do that. But the point is, these are your options for the book in September that I am going to consume. In the meantime, we're going to marinate on what we read because that news came out as the show was happening yesterday. Then we talk to Mark Grody. Then we talk to Ryan McGuffey. We continue with the Crosstown Talk on Five on It.
Would a White Sox series win over the Cubs be a bigger indication of the Sox's progress or the Cubs' regression this season?
I think it would be a bigger sign of the White Sox progress, considering they set the major league record for most losses in a season, and now they are distancing themselves from the Colorado Rockies with every win. If they get a series win, that would be three series wins in a row. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, for the Cubs, if you lose, you could say, okay, we're just not playing that well right this second. Ian Happ allegedly coming back on Tuesday. Matt Shaw could be back around the corner, and their offense could be full go within a week.
The White Sox offense could be full go.
No, the Cubs offense could be full go. The Cubs offense has not been full go, but it could be back to full go.
It could be back to a more fuller edition of the go. It really, I think, would speak more to the White Sox progress than anything regarding the Cubs. They're still sitting pretty right now in the NL Central, which is my main priority. However, these are the series that, A, with the Marlins, you're supposed to sweep. B, with the White Sox, you're supposed to take 2 out of 3. I don't care what the hell's happening with the weather. It could be raining mud for all I care, and you should still be a team that wins this type of game because it's a playoff team. But here's what we're forgetting, people. The White Sox are now on a mission from God.
Oh, the Pope.
Yes. The thing that we can't quantify. If there was ever a time to have faith, this is the time. And I'm not just saying that because of obvious reasons. It just makes sense. Grace is free-flowing. And maybe there is something to all of this. We'll find out this weekend, and I'm excited about that piece of this.
And if the
already, people are dressed up like the Pope at Wrigley. I'm already getting reports. I don't know how many there's going to be, but this is going to add something to the mix of this.
And if the Sox want to share some of that grace from the Pope with maybe, I don't know, the Bulls, the Blackhawks who still need a coach, and the Bears, feel free to do that. It's the Sky, too, because they're starting their season. Share it with everybody.
Yeah, the home opener's on the score with me next week. Kylan Mills on play-by-play and Alyssa Bergamini on pre and post.
The Fire, the Stars, just share it with everyone.
There's a lot of teams that could use a little help.
Five on it. Who will be the most impactful rookie in this weekend's Cubs-White Sox series?
Oh, we are going to ask this question after all. Okay, I'm going to say it. I think it might be today's starter for the Whites, or for the Cubs, rather. I think it might indeed be Cade Horton. If Cade Horton is this gamer that we think he is, then it's going to happen today. This is the most important start for him. Crosstown at home, his first start at Wrigley, and you get the weather. Let's go, Cade Horton. Show him what's up and stay up in the big leagues. Go shove.
I'm going to go in a different direction. I think this is all about the bullpen. Both these bullpens have been questionable at best. It's Porter Hodge.
He's still a rookie, technically.
43 innings pitched last year. Keeps him under the cap to be Rookie of the Year eligible.
Clever.
I'm a clever guy.
Clever.
Occasionally. So, yeah, Porter Hodge, it's going to be incumbent upon him. I can't foresee the Cubs, because of the White Sox, at least starting pitching, being in a position where they won't need a closer if they have the lead. So I'm going to put it on Porter Hodge. Your last two outings were very different. So show me something.
I like it.
Given what we now know about the Bears, including yesterday's reporting from ESPN's Seth Wickersham, was last year's hiring of offensive coordinator Shane Waldron worse than the hiring of head coach Matt Eberflus in 2022?
Well, yes, because the Bears wanted defense and they still prioritized it. And they did that thing, you know, the thing where you couple with the opposite person that you were with before. So since Matt Nagy was a offensive head coach, they end up going defense with Matt Eberflus. Don't look at me like that. You know it's true.
No, just that notion that you go for the opposite in most relationships and whatever.
That doesn't work either, because you're only making a decision based on your previous failure.
Mm.
Yeah, that's where your values come in, your priorities, if you will. So that was the issue, I think, with Matt Eberflus. But here's the thing. He successfully commandeered that defense. I don't think there's an argument against that. So I don't consider that the bigger sin here. I think it was hiring Shane Waldron, because your quarterback, who didn't want to come here, knew that it wasn't going to work from the beginning, and you told him you were drafting him no matter what. So what does that mean? You doubled down on it. Therefore, worse decision.
And this is why, kids, forced marriage is not good. Arranged marriages tend to be a little tricky. Now, if you're subscribed to the arranged marriage,
making decisions based on your past decision by choosing the opposite, that is also not a good idea.
I'll say this. I think the Shane Waldron hire was worse, but I also like to do this whole butterfly effect thing where we say Shane Waldron needed to be hired. He needed to be bad. They needed to lose 10 games just so that they could be in need of a new head coach. And Ben Johnson, who was ready to take on that role after saying he would not leave his team the year prior for, I believe it was Washington that wanted him along with Dan Quinn. Those were like finalists, and he withdrew consideration. Also, if Matt Eberflus doesn't hire Shane Waldron, maybe he hires Cliff Kingsbury and maybe things are better. And then we're still stuck with Matt Eberflus because they go 7-10 or 8-9 or even 9-8. There's a lot of things. I think everything
but then
happened.
Caleb Williams is better, and then maybe we're happier about it all.
But is Matt Eberflus still running the team? Is, I guess, my bigger question in that.
But if it makes sense at the same time, and this is why you don't go down this road, because the next thing you know, you're going to have a football team that doesn't even exist in college football beating Alabama. That's usually how this happens.
Oh, yeah. I can see how the different wrinkles here alter the road altogether of where you thought you were going and where you actually end up. And then you ask, how did we get here? And then you go back and look at all the little decisions that led you to the point you are at right now. Bottom line, everything happens the way it's supposed to. The Bears and their fan base are just hoping this is the break that finally gets them into a winning season and a potential Super Bowl contender.
I don't know that everything happens the way it's supposed to. I do know that they responded correctly, and that is the biggest and most important thing. It's how you respond to things.
For
things
once.
Are going to happen. Do they happen for a reason? I don't know. Be the reason.
For once, things responded correctly.
Be like, I am the reason. I am Queens Boulevard.
Okay.
Do you know that reference?
Don't know that reference either.
Entourage.
Oh, yeah, show. I do know that reference. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, a lot of our things are. Do you know how old this song is? Older than Entourage.
Is it?
Yes.
Vinny Chase is timeless. Next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question.
Johnny, why, drama is timeless.
Why does Soldier Field suck?
Well, we didn't ask this question, so why is this question being asked, Robbie?
So here's the story. Yesterday, I went to go see Beyonce. I mean, incredible show, by the way. Very cool. I did it in the middle of a tornado watch, which I don't recommend as well. But this was the second time I've ever been to Soldier Field. The show, watching it, was incredible. My seat was great. You could see the show very clearly. But leaving the show... Let me tell you, I've never had more difficulty in anything, ever, leaving the show. It was impossible to get out. The show also ended at 1 a.m., by the way, because the show got delayed because of the weather. Getting out, left the stadium at 1 o'clock, got home at 2:40 in the morning.
What neighborhood was that you were getting to?
I was going to Hyde Park.
So you're cranky.
I'm not cranky, but it's just like nothing works. Getting to a bathroom in the 400 level is impossible. I don't know how anyone does it. It's such a bad stadium to navigate around. And this is not me slandering the Bears, but this stadium is a nightmare to get out of. It absolutely sucked.
Well, good news for you. We still, as the taxpayers of Cook County, owe more than $500 billion on the renovations that happened 20 years ago. Does that make you feel better?
No, not at all. If you were claustrophobic or if you hate big crowds, you would have had like 20 panic attacks. What was happening yesterday?
Huh. Interesting. I never have these problems because, well, I just walk home from Soldier Field because I live in Printers Row.
Me too. I don't live in Printers Row, but I like walking.
Yeah, you like that healthy walk.
I do. I love to walk. I did it yesterday. I just walked around town. It was great.
Layla and I went to a Bulls game and we just walked.
Yeah, we met awesome. At a center point to us and then walked to the Bulls game and then walked back.
Yeah.
Well, because of the weather yesterday, the show got pushed back. It was supposed to end around like 11, but ended at 1 a.m. So all of the public transportation was done. So the entire city and all the Beyonce fans with all their cowboy hats just had nothing to do and everyone was paying $80 for an Uber.
You were cranky.
I see a nap in Robbie Triano's future.
Oh, I do too.
That's happening. But like the show was great. And as soon as it ended, we were all like, oh God, how are we getting home? Just the fun immediately ended.
See, and like CTA, for example, they have the Madison Express bus, the 20 for United Center. And it's awesome because they run them all the time and they're all lined up and you just get told what bus to go to and then it goes.
Yeah, different after a Bulls game than a Beyonce
but
concert.
Do you guys like Soldier Field? Like
they have them for concerts too.
Like I enjoy watching the game there. Like I've seen a Bears game there. It was great to watch it, but navigating around absolutely sucks.
I have only gone as a fan a couple of times and it was 2019. And I had a really good time at Soldier Field. I like the experience a lot. And I say this having attended a lot of games at like Jerry World in Dallas. And that was tough because
you couldn't
Arlington,
see half the time.
You can't see. Not only that, but again, being vertically challenged, it's just hard sometimes to see around people. But like, it's just what you talked about with the ingress and egress. Kevin Warren did say he wants more bathrooms at the new stadium.
We'll build restrooms. We'll make this a place that people want to come and spend time.
Interesting that you say that.
They
Kevin
need more
Warren.
Bathrooms. I co-sign with that.
Well, guess what? We got a little bit of breaking news. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. And this breaking news was already kind of known. What's our next question?
That's right, Layla. According to new reporting by the Chicago Tribune this morning, the Bears are shifting their stadium focus to... Wait for it. Wait for it. Arlington Heights.
Whoa, I did not see that coming.
Wait, that's different from Arlington, Texas, right?
That's way different, Marshall Harris. Are you at all surprised by this development?
If I could feign a shock face, I would give it to you, but I can't even pretend like I'm shocked. I've said since day one, it doesn't make sense that you guys are talking about the riverfront and all this stuff when the last I checked, these sports teams that double as land-owning corporations and real estate development, that's the wave. Make money, catch the wave.
The Bears are
doing the wave.
Doing it, Wrigley. Do it today.
Don't do that because somebody might punch you because it could become volatile very quickly.
Wave and fight.
Marshall, I think you know this. It's going to happen regardless of the wave
that
or not. Somebody's getting punched.
Also, we all stood up and did the wave.
Except you, Marshall.
Yeah, you know why? Because I'm that person. My knee hurts sometimes.
Wait, you don't do the wave?
I'm not going to be forced by peer pressure to do anything I don't
want
to do.
I sat in the 108 and they got so mad about me doing the wave, but I was like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm happy to be in the section. I love y'all, but I'm doing the wave, and I know you hate it, but that might be it. Why is the wave so controversial?
I just don't do it if you don't want to do it.
Don't talk to the 108 about this.
I will say, Marshall, I understand if your knee hurts, but you could still raise your arms, baby.
Yeah, it's all in the arms.
No, because usually if my team's losing, I'm doing this. I'm just folding. Yeah, okay, you guys got it.
Oh, my God.
Three-person wave.
That's like at the game where like you have that one group of people who's like 3, 2, 1, and they do it like 20 times because the people like 20 rows to the right won't cooperate.
It dies the way when the wave. Yeah. I'm amused the wave dies. When I'm sitting in a ballpark, a stadium, whatever, and I see where they're trying to start the wave, and it, you know, the beginning, it always takes a few times, but then sometimes it just dies because you get to this one section, and they're like, we ain't about that life.
That's the 108. That's what they do.
Okay. I don't hate on the 108.
No, I don't either. But that's my point. Like, that's our one point of, well, our majorist point of contention. That's not about the Bears Stadium.
The Bears Stadium, I'm not surprised about at all. Since Arlington Heights was purchased, I was like, the most sense from a financial standpoint, and last I checked, finances...
rule everything around us?
Well, that's cash. Dollar bill, y'all. But what I'm saying is, once you knew that this is the most money-making possibility for the Bears, why would you not go out there and create an entire Bears world where when Robbie wants to go see Beyonce next time at a bigger venue in Arlington Heights with bathrooms, lots of bathrooms.
And a dome.
He's good to go. Rain wouldn't have been an issue. There would have been sheltering in place. You would have been inside of a building that has a roof.
HOTTOGO, concerts will be good to go.
Anyway, I'm just saying, no one should be surprised by this announcement. It's long overdue. I expect to see shovels in the ground by the end of 2025, because that's what I was told.
If you listen to this show and have in its many forms over the years since this started, and perhaps also you watched the special we did on NBC5 about it, I have maintained consistency. Because I knew the whole damn time where they were building the stadium at the place where they spent all the money. They just didn't do the tax rate negotiation first. All of this had to create leverage so they could get a better property tax rate. That was the issue. Well, guess what has now become the more expensive thing? Construction cost. So at some point, once you got the favorable tax rate on that land where you say you're the largest landlord in Arlington Heights because it's 326 acres, you are going to have to build on it. Thank God decisions have been made, real ones. I understand what the Bears were trying to do. I totally get it. I totally got what Kevin Warren was trying to do.
Very romantic of him.
I never questioned that part of it, but it just wasn't going to happen. Congratulations. You now recognize years later that you have bought and spent hundreds of millions of dollars on a property, and now you get to do something with it because having it sit vacant is the worst financial thing.
Mm.
Is that the last question? I have nothing else, yes.
Is that the last question? Okay, well, this is the time where we give away stuff. Caller 6 to the Score contest line. That's 312-540-0670. We'll win a pair of tickets to see The Who Sunday, September 7th at the United Center. And if you don't win, if you're not caller number 6 and you don't get told that you are caller number 6, tickets also went on sale today. So you can just buy them the old-fashioned way, spend that money.
The text line is cracking me up.
What they got? What they got?
Well, for example, one of the points was, can't wait to see people dressed as the Pope drunk vomiting outside of Wrigley. And another one says, do you think a Pope will be punched today? Oh, no. Somebody dressed up as the Pope is going to have a bad day today on the north side. You know it's going to happen. It's just a matter of who. So I need you guys to take pictures.
Also, Five on It. That song was released in 1995. I am old.
I told you, and you're like, oh, Entourage is so old. And I'm like, hi, remember Entourage that time?
So Entourage debuted in 2004.
Remember that time happened before Entourage?
It's tough, man. It's tough.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.